The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures or satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Group Section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's conversation room. I hope you had the 2 weeks of going to our website and studying our teachings in a greater degree. So far, the mission has been trying to establish that it is from God, and many people, of course, resisting that idea, and as we can see, many people come to our rooms and still do not want to accept that God can send His revelation the way it has, and have a hard time to overcome their own ideas and teachings and background and religions. And of course, that is expected, because it is just, it is not compulsory, and it's not something you can force on people. Of course, if you force on people, the religion become dogmas later on, and they think they have to force the religion on other people also, so the religion become a fight and a forcing of people to follow an idea or a religion, and that should not be the case. But religion has to be understood, realized, and accepted in a higher level. But there is a great part of the mission that it's not been emphasized, and it's also been ignored. That's the cyclical movement and the class domination for the last 12,000 years, and how can we use that to bring greater degree of unity and balance to humanity and social systems. That part of the teaching, I like to see some people who are really interested in social betterment of humanity to go and study the psychological movement. It's mostly in the section called Kingdom. And it really again unifies all the ideals on earth that humanity had brought, and each of them took a part of that social idea and said, this is it, we found it. So we can see even in the social aspect of human life, still humanity is hanging into one idea or the other, and they cannot see the rainbow or the unity between all these ideas. That again, it's been unified in that part of the mission. So, I know it's a little too much to ask, because knowing the teaching itself sometimes is overwhelming, because it covers all the religions of the world and their history, and then you have to know what each religion stands for and how they came, how they fulfilled the prophecies and
why they are accepted as sent by God, and how they have been influenced humanity, and why they are not perfect. None of the religions to this point really has been perfect, but is a part of a greater perfection. Even those who come to our room that say their religion is perfect already, if they study our teachings, they would realize that the Prophet did not cover a lot of things that this revelation has covered. And therefore they have no choice, and humbly utter indeed, this is the last revelation, because it includes everything, everybody, from the slightest act in life to the greatest formation of a system that will bring the unity and justice to humanity and fulfill the idea of a system from people, by people, for people. But they have to go and study it. They have to go to our website and look at the though. They have either sit there and look at the monitor and read it from the monitor, which is going to be hard on the eye after 600 pages, or invest a little, you know, financial investment on though, and read it in a hard copy and understand it. But it's free, it's right there in the website. You really don't have to spend a penny to go there, besides connections that in many universities and places now they are even free. Or go to a library or something like that and read it. And in the website, all the answers are answered, and many things have been given there that answer any question you might ever had about the spirituality, God, history, creation, anything that God revealed to man now is perfected, and answer is being given there. But humanity have to realize these things, and those who come to our room without knowing this thing and claiming, you know, what they have is perfect, and this teaching is not new, absolutely they do not know the teachings, and that is our priority, to spread the teaching, to make humanity see indeed this revelation is the most perfect revelation for humanity, which have come to man and opened the seven seals and revealed the whole truth that God wanted human to know. Of course, this teaching was on earth before the flood of Noah, and humanity had greater degree of connection to a spirit, but they choose to go away because of that first sign of imbalance in the universe that created the chaos. That's what the very beginning of the scriptures and the base of the scriptures start, that there was a darkness and chaos, and that chaos is still continuing to this day. And now a clear path, a clear way is given to humanity to come out of that chaos and go to light. Yes, Silver, if you have a question, you can type it, or you can raise your hand and come to the microphone and ask the question you have. Which one you rather do, go ahead with question. And of course, I'm sure, I know that you have though, and you have read it and the question will be on topic. So humanity have to be encouraged and taught that if they go to the website and read our teachings and understand it, they will see clearly that all the answers are being given. But they have to overcome their understanding and their own religion. If you are a Buddhist, it is not here, we are not teaching Buddhism, we are teaching, covers Buddhism as a part of our teaching, but it is not Buddhism. It also covers Christianity and Hinduism and Judaism and Islam, and there are rules and laws and understanding on those teaching that the Buddhism didn't cover. Okay, then click on Rec Talk, the microphone. You can see it on the right under that window. Click on it, then your hand will be raised, Silver, and then I'll let you have the mic. So click that request talk, the microphone, your hand will be raised, and then you can have the mic and ask your questions. Or if you are... Okay, why don't you go ahead and take the mic then?
Salam, can you hear me? Salam.
Okay, sure, go ahead and type it in the text if you have a question. Welcome everyone to the conversation room for the Mission of Maitreya. And here is to discuss our teachings and understand it in a deeper level. Of course, we have a website that you can click on at the top of the window and go and know our teachings and then come here and ask questions about them. Silver is just asking, have been reading though in relationship to the discussion of today and understanding the religion. Okay. What is the question, Silver? Okay, we're... Okay, well, Silver, if you have a question, type the question. We know you have the dough, and that's great that you're reading it. And hopefully you're understanding it, and it's helping you to realize how God has been sending all religions of the world to humanity one by one. And each religion, of course, gathered some people that it has been sent for them. And those people, of course, all think their religion is the best, and everybody should come and follow the religion. But of course, God clearly says that none of those religions are perfect, and know the mystery of God until the seventh angel or revelation come. And it clearly says that in chapter 10, verse 7, or verse, chapter 7, verse, yeah, chapter 10, verse 7 in Revelation. And cultures, silver is written, and cultures, I have read the Bhagavad Gita, it says that Krishna says, I am the Lord. How do we look at that statement? So most religions have a similar statement. Why are they like that? The Spirit of God is invisible, formless, nameless and eternal. Therefore, that the Spirit needs a body, a human body, to come and manifest itself to humanity. When that Spirit is on that person, he and the Father are one. He indeed can claim, as Krishna claimed, as Christ claimed, as Buddha claimed, as Shiva claimed, as all the great prophets and manifestation claimed, that I am Lord. But indeed, in that moment, they and the Spirit of God are one, and they can claim that, and that is the truth. When Christ says, I am the way and the truth, and no one goes to the Father but through me, he is stating the truth. In that moment, he and the Father are one. Of course, a few days later, somebody asked him, good rabbi, he rebuked him that only God is good and he should not call him good. Isn't that make you startle? What happened? 2 days ago you were telling us me and the Father are one and no one goes to the Father. You are telling us you are God, you are the Lord. Now today we even call you a good rabbi, you do not accept it. Why? What happened? Why so much change in today, or whatever days it was? Clearly at the time that Christ was saying me and the Father are one, he wasn't lying, because he was a major manifestation of God, and the major manifestations of God cannot lie. Therefore, what is the explanation? How come he is the Lord, but also he's not good? We know God is good. That's why he's called God. The reason is, in that day, the Spirit, the Lord and him were one, and the other day he was not connected, he was just a man. That's why he says, I am the Son of God, and then he said, I am the Son of Man. Two different states of being. So when Krishna says, I am the Lord, he's saying the truth. He and the Father, or God, are one. When Prophet Muhammad says, listen to the Prophet, whatever he says is the truth, and follow it, he's almost saying the same thing as Christ was saying. Me and the Father are one. The Spirit of God is upon me, and my word and God's word are the same. Then later on, of course, he says he is just a plain messenger, a man. How can he just be a man, and then God says, listen to him? You shouldn't listen to any man. You should only listen to God. A lot of men, they think they know the truth. So did Adam and Eve in the garden. They thought they know the truth. They wanted to be God themselves. they failed miserably. That's why God sends the scriptures. God prophesies of coming of a prophet, a messenger, a spirit of God on earth, the Lord, God Himself, when He is upon that man. So that is not incorrect that we say the same thing. No one goes to the Father but through this mission. Because when we give that song, also it's the Spirit of God talking to humanity and calling them to this new revelation. So it's not surprising that every revealer or prophet or Messiah who came to earth said He's God. He's God sent to man. But at the same time, all of them acknowledge that they are men. They are regular humans that have been chosen for the Spirit of God to manifest to humanity, because the Spirit of God is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. How can He come to humanity? He says, listen to me. This is the eternal divine path. That is the seventh seal. That's how the religions have been revealed to humanity one by one. And now, I want you to know the truth that they have to be put together in order to be realized. How many people can hear Him? How many people are connected to God directly that they can hear Him? We put it in English, wrote it in a book, put it in a website, giving these lectures for 25 years, they're not hearing it. Now, if it was in a spirit, how many people, even fewer, would be able to hear it? So we can see God has to come through a man who has a mouth and makes sound of the mind of God as a revelation to humanity, so they can understand that. Because not everybody can come say, I am the Messiah, I am the prophet, I have a message for humanity. No, we have many of them. A lot of them are in asylum. But the prophets of God are, all of them, are intelligent and not crazy. They have had an experience with God, and they fulfill the prophecies, and God makes it very clear, this is the one. This person I choose to bring you the message. Not two, not three, not four, only one, and that one comes for hundreds and thousand years. Only one comes to bring a new revelation to humanity. So, we can see, if we realize that, then we can cut a lot of background noise and pulls and destructive teachings that out there tells us, you have go this way, you have to go that way, you are God, don't worry about it, don't read the scriptures, you just do whatever you want. I said, no, I just sent one in a couple of hundred years, and the seventh angel come, that's it, that's the end of the revelations. Sidney says, I was trying to explain the concept of communities of light to a friend, explaining the requirements for doing. Okay, that's good. It's good to reach out to your friends, your family, your acquaintances, and also to other people in your community, in Pal Talk, in any way you can, so you can spread this message to humanity. And of course, do not be attached to the results. If they did not listen or did not understand it, go to next person or next opportunity and continue spreading this without being attached of who came, who didn't, who left, who stayed. Those who stay and take up the challenge and continue with the mission and help out, they, of course, are the elects. Those who fall off, we leave them to God. She said, who is going to do that? If they don't do this, they are excluded. I didn't know how to explain that. Well, if you study our system, it's not a matter of being excluded. It is a matter of choosing. I'm not very... Well, no, it's not that you are new to the mission. You probably should read more in depth. If you go to our system and how it will manifest itself, you will see that everybody will be in the comings of light. There are people, they are not going to be in the comings of light, and they will not choose to be in it, but they will have a voice in the system, and they have the opportunity to express their ideas and opinions also. So it's not that only those in the comings of light will have say in the system, but everybody will have the opportunity to participate. Of course, those who participate in the comings of light in the beginning are those that will choose the original hierarchy until we reach a point that humanity realizes that our way is the better way, and little by little we could create kingdom of God on earth. What does this mean in terms of their spiritual development? Well, it means that they don't want to grow as fast as those in the comings of light. Because in the comings of light, you can follow the eternal divine path. But you can still follow eternal divine path in a limited degree if you are not in the comings of light. However, we are hoping as our teaching is spread and the people know about the comings of light, more and more people become good people, better people. They meditate a little bit. They awaken the spiritual forces. They at least reach out to their communities if they are not in the comings of light. Still, try to help the community that they live in, or their community in a greater degree, which is the universe and earth, and they become better and people, and as we progress more and more, join the comings of light. If we have 100% comings of light created on earth, then of course that is the purest and the ideal idea of the kingdom of heaven on earth. However, we do not insist on that, but we leave that to the choice of each person to choose if they want to live in the comings of light or not. Of course, if they choose to live in the comings of light, the instruction of how to be, how to live, how to participate in the rituals and betterment of the community has been given in law. It's given in our writing, in our lectures, how people will come to the communities and become the productive member of the community. They should participate and contribute more to the community than they take out. That is the basic principle of the communities of light. You put into the community more than you take. Therefore, the community gets filled up more and more, and therefore it has more resources to reach out and spread the mission and the word of God and help others who are also in need of help out of the community, if there is any. And of course, if there is someone in the committee who is a productive member, came to a point that they need also to be, you know, helped out to stand in their feet, community is a safety net for them to fall into and help out and eventually stand in their feet. Of course, in the communities, of course, the children will have a beautiful place, a nurturing environment that they can meditate and grow up in safety and become wonderful children that they have love and devotion of God in them. And older people, of course, will be taken care of because the younger, there is always a crop of young people who go and work and bring the resources, and the old people can stay in the community and take care of the children and be in the community for the greater safety. So we don't need as much police force and burglary and murder and destruction that we can see in the communities, which is based on one couple and one home. Because in this setup, there are not many people are watching the community, and therefore the criminals easily can take advantage of the situation. But in the communities of light, there is always people who are concerned about the community and will be looking for the community. And of course, when the elder people get the point that they have to leave the body, there are a lot of loved ones will be around for them. That is the system, that is the way of God, to create the communities that children are nurtured and safe and grow up with the experience of many different energies instead of one whole house or one apartment and mom and dad, and the other experience are, you know, very limited. In this kind of environment, the children will be happier, they will be more flowing and godly than the systems that we have today. So Communities of Light have an amazing effect on human in all levels. And that is what God really wants to see be created. And of course, such a community used to be more prevalent, but they are being replaced with a very self-centered kind of a lifestyle, which will create, you know, a lot of problem that we can see in the society. And of course, if the community is based on the eternal divine path, everybody will meditate, awaken their spiritual forces. They know themselves better and better, and stop being in a community just for selfish desire and themselves. They will be in the community for the community, for the word of God, because God said that's what He wants to see for. And therefore, they want to follow the word of God, they should join the community and become one with it. And they're willing to join the community, sacrifice for it, and surrender and submit to God and His will for them in that community, and of course expand themselves to the point of believing that they belong to the universe and not excluding anybody. There is not such a thing as we and them and us and them, but God has created every man and woman. They are His children, and we have to start understanding one another and each other and bring God's culture to humanity and replace it with any Eastern culture, Western culture, Southern culture, Northern cultures. There is only one culture, and that's God's culture, and that's Communities of Light. And if everybody understands that, then we do not fight with each other and try to dominate our cultures in other cultures, and we find out they're not going to change. They have their own culture, then they do not want to follow ours, and we don't want to follow theirs. And the only way is humanity to realize, well, there's only one culture, and that's God's culture. Silver asks, so the aspect you talking about in Communities of Light is not new. It's going by the wayside, and you are proposing how to reorganize a group of people of higher mind to protect as much of humanity as possible. Well, the community of light is a new idea. Communities is not a new idea. The community of light, based on crystallized path of eternal divine path, is a new idea. The people might have joined the community and followed many aspects of the community of light, which is based on the eternal divine path, but they didn't have the eternal divine path. They didn't know that they should meditate and awaken as regular forces, that they should direct the energy toward the community of light, that they should sacrifice in the community. They should surrender and submit to the will of God and become universalists. Especially the part about universalism, they probably all of them missed. My community is my community, and any other community is not good. I have to attack them. I have to steal from them. I have to rob them. I have to bring anything for my community. And that was the trend in the past, that this create wars, destruction, and a lot of suffering. But in our teaching, the expansion of the mind or the universalism prevent that, because everybody is included. You don't fight them, you don't destroy them, you don't steal from them. You all come together and put your resources together and reach to the space for a greater material, you know, gain for everybody. There's infinite resources out there in the universe that we haven't even tapped, we haven't even reached to, any of it. And if we reach there, we don't have to scratch our faces on earth and say, well, if I give a little to others, I would not have enough. So I have to, fight them and destroy them and get whatever I want, and we are fighting for resources. Also, there have been communities in the past. None of them really crystallize the idea how a community of light can be. And also none of them brought the unification of our religions by explaining the eternal divine path. Of course, these lectures are posted in our website after given here a couple of hours later. You can go and download them. If your connection is not good, if you cannot hear me very well, you always can go and download them and listen to you in your computer. And even we have them in MP3, which can be used almost in any computer and any OS that is available. So, if my sound is not good, sometimes, don't worry about it too much. You always can go and listen to it again. So we can see that communism of light is the base of the kingdom of God on earth. It is a revelation that crystallized how communities of light can be created, and also they have been communities in the past on earth. None of them really could be considered communities of light because they didn't have this revelation and the crystallized idea how it can be done. After the original facilitating body is created, which is 24 dedicated people who absolutely want to do this mission and are willing to understand the teaching in the depth and come together and divide the earth in 24 sections, and each of them will reach to that section they are in and spread the mission in a greater degree, and it has been given our system, then they can divide each section to 12 sections and on to the communities. and start creating these communities, and eventually the hierarchy in the mission will emerge from these communities. And as humanity more and more realize how wonderful these communities will work, they will relent to the system. Is the evolutionary system. We are not a revolutionarist. We are evolutionaries. Therefore, we work with the people and individuals. Actually, they had a similar system in the past, that even now when we hear the elders in the communities in Iraq have a lot of leverage and power over the people, and eventually we have to succumb to their wishes and bring them in as the elders or people who look up into, and they are the people in their community. They are respected and loved and listened to. But the problem with the Middle Eastern system was that there was a central government that after this first level, the government would take over. And therefore these elders were under the pressure of the army and the dictator that would tell them what to do and how to run the community. In our system, of course, the next step, the next level also come from these elder people. These elders, or they create the next level and the next level and the next level to the eldest. And therefore, they come from the community instead of having a dictator or a central government that take over them and tell them what to do and destroy a system that used to work fine with dictatorship and the power of the army. So Silver is asking again, Salum, upon losing the sight, I was asking a question about how issues such as personality being unpleasant, irritable, snappy are dealt with in the comings of light. I'm like that sometimes. Not that I want to be. I'm not perfect. However, my heart is with you. God's way is the only way. I have been ill in the body, still I desire to serve completely, not that I'm fully capable. I feel that this is what I was born for. Well, the awareness of the person that they are snotty and they have a personality problem is half of the cure of the problem or healing. That's good that you're aware of it. And therefore you have to meditate deeply to see why. What is the reason? What is deep inside you that makes you snappy? Resentful or whatever anybody has in their life. What is in me that I do things that I don't want to do them? That is very typical of people who have problem and they're aware of it. I know I do things I don't want to do it, but I have no power over them. Then you can probably read the lectures I gave about the creatures in each of us. And these creatures, of course, have been running our life to this point. They are hidden in the crevices in our soul and a spirit in the darkest area that we are not even aware of in our subconscious mind. By meditation and deeply realizing what is in our subconscious mind, and putting light on these creatures, eventually they will be destroyed. It's not an easy job. Psychologists and psychiatrists have been dealing with this for years. It has psychological root. It has a spiritual root. There are many reasons for them, but they're curable. And the cure for them, of course, is meditation and deep realization of the reasons behind them. One nice practices that I started doing when I was probably 11th, 12th grade in the school was a book I read. It was called Self-Analysis. And I don't know, I think they have it also in the United States, but that was translated in Persian, so I read it in Persian language in them. And it categorized people in different categories of psychological problem. Some people are masochists, there are others sadists, some people, you know, between, or many other types, and then it gives you a practice of writing your feelings and situations that you, for instance, you snap at the people. You know, you snap at the people once, and then you remember you snap in somebody 2 days ago, and you remember you did it 3 weeks ago, or a month, and a year, and 10 years, and when you were a child, you remember, now, somebody was in family that snapped at you. You learn it there. It's deep. You don't remember now. You don't even know where you got that habit. But if you go deep enough and you self-analyze yourself, eventually you will see that clearly. It can be from previous lifetime. It can has happened to you because, you know, it was, that is why you meditate. That's why self-analysis and psychology and all those type cannot solve all the problems, because not all of them come from this childhood. Some of them might, but some of them have come from many lifetimes. So we have to deeply go within ourselves and see what is the cause of these outbursts, and get rid of our subconscious mind and connect to God more and more, so we can get control over our emotion, our behavior, and eventually one day you do not snap at anybody, but you don't want to. It's not helping you, it's not helping them. Is not good for your spirit, is not good for the spirit around you. So therefore, in the commitments of light, you will be told you have to stop. You have to make it deeper. And also people around you probably help you out and tell you you're snappy. You're domineering. You are not helpful. You're an escapist. You don't want to contribute to the community. You are lazy, whatever. Maybe they're good and nice to you for 6 months or so, but after 6 months, a year, 2 years, people in Communities of Light, they know each other in and out. So they will tell you, you know, what you can improve yourself on. Of course, I have find out it's very difficult for people to change. Change is very, very difficult thing for humanity. And but with the deep meditation and realization of where these problems are, it is, you can overcome them. But that's not easy. That's why God has given all the elects 1,000 years to become perfect. Therefore, we are not looking for perfect people, but we are not looking for people that they do not want to progress, and what they want to take advantage of the community.
are looking for the people who understand this vision and teaching, then they know it is for them, and then they dedicate their life 100% to it and become a productive member in the community. Therefore, the community can progress, and this mission and vision and teaching can be spread through the earth. The question is, I have not been able to meditate. I seem to be more action-oriented. I have done past life therapy. It has been helpful. What is the root of illness? Well, if you cannot meditate and you are action-oriented, then follow the karma yoga and realize that God is doing through you. You are not the doer. He is the doer. And do things that you do, and you will progress. There are many questions, what is the root of illness? There are many satsang has been given on that topic about the healing and illness. All the illness and problem of humanity is come from the spirit, has a spiritual root. There is no problem, no illness, which does not have a spiritual root. Of course, there are also illnesses that are given to someone for lessons to be learned, for karmic reason, that they have to realize why, what they have done, that they having that problem. But also there are sometimes accidents that happens. No, and the person, you know, is in the wrong place in the wrong time, so they are affected with that. And also there is time to grow. We get old, and time for the body that it's been used for years to leave and come with a new body and continue the progress. So the root of all the problems can be spiritual. And therefore, with meditation, we can cure them. But you have to cure yourself. If somebody heals you, as the Christ says, if the spirit leaves and goes and finds seven more, and say, let's go back. The house is clean. And they come back. You couldn't fight the first one yourself. Somebody else pushed that spirit out of you. Now the spirit goes and finds seven more. And the state of the man will be worse than it was before. That's why Christ says, when I come back, you say, I healed in your name. And God, and I say, I know you not. Because Christ healed for a great reason. To bring his message to humanity, and God was with him, that was his healing was different than those who have a little healing power and heal others, and they leave that person. Go see what's the state of person who's been healed. You will find them will be worse, because the scriptures says seven more will come back to you. Therefore, you have to learn to heal yourself. And the healing, of course, has been given through our teaching. The healing is the eternal divine path. It's the healing for individually, collectively, and for the whole humanity. It's not for the Jews, or Hindus, or Buddhists, or Muslims, Arabs. This is for the whole humanity to learn how to heal themselves, by following the eternal divine path, creating an environment that they can meditate, they can understand in a deeper level where their problem come from. They have to learn to come out of their own little world, but expand themselves to include the whole universe. The more they are selfish and fall in themselves, the more disease and unhappiness will come to them, because the tamaguna will become stronger and more powerful and their spirit and physical body, and therefore it affects them. Therefore, by following the Eternal Divine Path, you expand your mind, you can come out of yourself to think about me, me, me all the time. But what is the will of God? How the community I can help? How can I help the community? How I can sacrifice for it and know the will of God for me in the community, and also I reach out to whole humanity and the universe. After a while, you are not there. You are not thinking about yourself, but you are thinking about God and His plan and all that. To expand yourself and you will be healed. Because the Tamaguna doesn't have power over you. Because Tamaguna cannot crucify you because you're expanded. You become in the level of God. You will become free of the narrowness of the mind and all the power that crucifies the body and bring disease and all the things that related to human sufferings. So this is the healing for the whole humanity and each individual. That's why we don't heal individuals. Didn't work? What was the wages of Christ by healing people? What did He give Him? Did they glorify Him? Did they say thank you? They crucified Him. Didn't work. That's why in the next lifetime He didn't heal anymore. He brought the healing power of surrendering and submission to God. And who is the surrender and submit to God? He who understands the Eternal Divine Path and follow it. That is what brings the healing to you and humanity. The more you follow the Eternal Divine Path to the highest, the more healing power you will have, the closer you will be to God, the less tamaguna is on you, and you will be free from all the narrowness of the mind and disease of the spirit. So the root of all the problem is spiritual, and the way to heal yourself is the Eternal Divine Path. And not only Eternal Divine Path heals you, it heals your community, it heals your nation, it heals the whole earth, and bring the kingdom of God to earth. Sylvie is asking, yes, we are doing that. Praise be to God. Thank you. We will do that. So grateful to God that you are here. Yes, indeed, God is glorified to the highest, and His glory is on earth. There is no doubt about it. And we can see how wonderful our God is that sent all these religions, and now He healing us and healing the earth in the middle of destruction and war and rumors of wars. And these are the answer for them to stop destroying each other. Their religion is a part of overall religions of God. If they understand that, stop fighting these crusades and destructive war that they have on earth. And that is our job, to reach to humanity and let them know that they don't have to fight. They don't have to have war and destruction. They are all the children of the same God. Let us all come together and glorify Him. Let us forget about our own ego and our separate beings from God and understand that what was He doing? He was sending all this delusion to man as a part of a greater truth. If they come together and realize that, they're brothers and sisters. They are from the same essence. They're all from God. There is no separation. There is no difference between them. For some reason, God made some of them richer, some of them more intelligent, some of them with more love, some of them with more devotion. Indeed, the total sum of all humanity and beings is manifestation of God. They each manifest a part of God, and when you put them all together, you can see God is manifesting in whole, but at least as close as to whole as possible. So any destruction or killing of anybody will take a part of God out. You are killing God out. You're not killing a being or something. But it doesn't matter what side it is. That's humanity have to understand. When you're killing somebody, you kill yourself. How should we respond to individuals who are violent? They don't realize what is going and are close to knowing the truth and are so burdened. They don't realize what is going, what's going on out there, I suppose, and are close to knowing the truth. Well, there are a lot of things wrong on human existence at this time of history. Humanity never been so powerful as they are at this time for the last 12,000 years. And the teaching also is be selfish, you know. Be self-centered, don't listen to anybody, don't listen to the scripture, don't listen to God. You are God yourselves. Yes, you are a part of God. You have the potential of manifesting God's quality, but God's quality is compassion, love, understanding, intelligence, and all the higher thoughts. You can have a messed up life and say, I am still God. God's life is not messed up. If you become God and you present God's quality, then your life should be holy, based on God, and a center for light for those around you. If you are a violent person, again, such a person has or should have taught how to meditate and calm themselves in the calmness and the stillness of being when you see clearly. As far as your mind is turbulent and your understanding is shattered with all these pulls and pushes and desires and subconscious mind, you don't know the truth. Therefore, you react to the situation the only way you know. And that's violence, because your mind is violent. Your consciousness is not calm, like a still lake. Therefore, the first thing you should do with such a person, calm them down. But can you calm them down if you are not calm yourself? Then the question goes back, work on yourself. You can't help anybody but yourself. If you can help yourself and calm yourself down and calm your mind down, then you can help other people. But therefore, as you have a turbulent mind yourself, and cannot control your own temper, how can you help other person? Therefore, that is why the first step in the eternal mind path is to meditate, to awaken your spiritual forces, to get rid of your subconscious mind, the creatures that run your life. Calm your mind. Meditate on your breathing. Breathe in. Recognize the stillness between breathing in and breathing out. That is stillness, what you want to become. That is stillness, you realize the truth. In that calm state, you can see clearly. If you reach there, you reach that calmness, you will not snap. You will not dominate. You will not be shy. You will not have psychological problem. Indeed, that is what the psychiatrists and psychologists should teach there. Patience. When you reach that calmness between breathing in and breathing out and breathing out and breathing in, then you can calm that ravaged beast in the violent person. That violent person will be calmed because they will react to your calmness. If we can create more and more people who recognize that the stillness and calmness within themselves, we can calm humanity more and more to the point that they learn how to become still themselves as well. The violence will subside, because at this time human mind is absolutely agitated. They're bombarded with so many information in television, radio, bulletin boards, computers, internet. They're overflown with the information, not good information, information that tells them, go and satisfy your lower nature. Eat, drink, sleep, do this, do that, have this, have that. And a lot of sexual messages that, you know, is driving, you know, young people crazy. We have to create not only that calmness within ourselves, also in our environment, in our advertisement, in our radio, television, in our ads, in our bulletin board. Eventually we reach a point that we have a calm environment that everybody follows the God's way. So it's all start within each person. Each start with every individual who work on themselves. That's what the Eternal Divine Path says. And making those spiritual forces, this is the first step. If more and more people start doing that, then they will not be pulled with the advertisement and the information that has been imposed on them. They will choose the correct ones. They will shun the ones which are not godly and agitate their mind and is not based on the beauty within. the less people spend their money on those junk advertisement and the information, the less going to be there. They're there because somebody is supporting them. If these people stop supporting them, they will vanish by themselves. But nobody wants them. Nobody wants them. Business people will not provide them. Business people like to provide the things human want. That's how they make their finances and money. Therefore, talk with your finances by supporting godly thing instead of ungodly thing. Alright, this is 11:30, and sounds there's no more questions there. Again, go to the website. Encourage everybody to go and read those teachings and become familiar with them. Or maybe those who are in the mission, consider a little more on kingdom and the psychological movement and other teachings of the mission, and to see how wonderful God has been to humanity. Glorify Him by all your beings. Meditate. Go to our meditation room and learn the process and reach the calmness of your mind so you can clearly see that indeed God has sent this revelation, and reach out to humanity and bring them to the lotus petal of God's feet. Be good, be with God, and one. Shalom, everybody. See you next week.